From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Just $70 million in coronavirus financial assistance program dairy payments were made in the first week of July, but it's unknown whether the 4th of July holiday slowed applications or if most dairy farmers who plan to apply have already done so. The USDA reports that a total of $1.115 billion in dairy payments has been made as of July 6th. According to MilkBusiness.com, CFAP payments to all commodities total about $5.4 billion so far. Cattle producers have received the most at $2.3 billion. California is forecast to have another record almond crop this year, with the USDA estimating an increase of almost 18% over last year's crop. The Packer.com reports the July 7th objective forecast of 3 billion pounds is the same as the May forecast, which provides the forecast in cooperation with the California Department of Food and Agriculture. The NASS reported California growers have 1.26 million bearing acres of almonds compared to 1.18 million in 2019. Americans' shopping and eating behavior will likely be altered for the next 12 to 18 months as a result of the pandemic, and a new analysis says dairy supply chains will need to adjust. CoBank reports people have bought more fluid milk and processed cheese during the pandemic. With stay-at-home orders affecting restaurant demand, some dairy processors will need to retool to make products for at-home consumption. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.